This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
NPR.
Hi, from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. A robbery that occurred at a credit union branch inside the University of Houston Student Center yesterday is currently under investigation. News 88.7's Tom Perumian joins me live now with the latest there. Good morning, Tom.
And good morning, Matt. UH campus security investigating the armed robbery at the Texas Dow Employees Credit Union, or TDECU, on campus. Around 4 o'clock yesterday, an African-American man entered wearing a black scarf covering his head and black clothes. He demanded money and then escaped, running toward the MLK and Wheeler metro station. Now, no one was injured in the robbery, and a search for the suspect proved unsuccessful. This is the second time that credit union has been robbed. The last time was back in October. During that incident, the FBI dubbed the suspect in that one the Cougar Campus Crook.
All right, Tom, you'll be on top of that. The Galveston Police Department raided multiple illegal gaming operations around the island earlier this week. News 88.7's Juliana Washburn tells us what they found there.
Police found significant amounts of illegal eight-liner gaming machines, which are similar to slot machines. They also found an undisclosed amount of money and electronic records related to the operation. Galveston Police Chief Doug Bailey says the raid comes after a months-long investigation into unregulated game rooms. This was spurred by complaints about illegal drug activity at some businesses on the island.
Not only do we have complaints regarding illegal narcotic activity at some of the businesses involved, but we also knew that they were involved with gambling. But it was the narcotic complaints that really piqued our initial interest.
Several people have been taken into custody. Charges are expected to include engaging in organized criminal activity and possession of gambling devices and equipment. From the Galveston County Bureau, I'm Juliana Washburn, News 88.7.
Harris County residents had an opportunity to voice their opinions about a controversial plan to use eminent domain to take about 9 acres of Herman Park land for the expansion of Ben Taub Hospital. About 30 people lined up to ask questions, many in opposition to the plan. Some raised questions about how the hospital expansion will continue building on an existing floodplain. Tamara Bell, a local super neighborhood president, was one of those opposing voices.
Because this will never come back. We will flood. The medical center will not flood because they have walls all around it that they put in back in 2003 after Allison. So this is a fact to tell the public. You don't give a damn.
A final vote on the eminent domain project will take place in March. Rodeo Houston is announcing its lineup of performers tonight. The rodeo has already announced there will be 20 performers this year. Country artists dominate, but the rodeo will also have pop, rock, and R&B performances. Houston Public Media will have the latest when the schedule is announced, and you'll be able to find that on our website, houstonpublicmedia.org. I'm Matt Harris.